This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Several states are still assessing the damage from deadly storms over the weekend. In Kentucky, tornadoes claimed at least 74 lives and destroyed more than 1,000 homes.
We probably lost, and this is guessing, 150 homes completely.
Todd Hayden is a Graves County commissioner near Mayfield, Kentucky, one of the towns hit hardest by a tornado.
It went right through our downtown area. Took out the courthouse, the banks, the pharmacies. There's hardly anything worth moving back into right now. Everything's going to have to be demolished.
The rebuilding that needs to happen is on top of housing issues already facing the state, where almost 30% of rental households are extremely low income. Adrienne Bush is executive director of the Homeless and Housing Coalition of Kentucky, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me.
When you first heard about the damage from these tornadoes this weekend, what were your thoughts and what are your priorities as a housing agency going forward?
So my immediate thought was just how do we get people sheltered? How do we meet that immediate need? And then how do we, what does the long term look like?
So talking with Todd Hayden, we learned that a lot of people are being housed in very small shelters, you know, maybe churches, hotel rooms. What do you see as the longer term strategy for getting people into more more stable housing for the coming winter?
Sure. The shelter piece is critical right now, especially since this tornado happened. Essentially, we're in winter now. But medium term and long term, we know that we have to build new homes, preserve the ones that we can preserve. But we really need to do that and center it around people who are extremely low income. Pre-pandemic, pre-tornado, we were already short about 78,000 affordable homes here. And so we know that there is going to be a lot of building, but there's also need to be investment in making homes affordable to people so that they can continue to rebuild and stay in these communities.
How do you think this might change the conversation about affordable housing in Kentucky, given those longer term needs?
You know, I am an optimist, and so I always am trying to figure out, okay, how does this change the conversation? If we knew we had an affordable housing crisis before all of this, and we did, and then, you know, with almost 2 years of a pandemic that has really, really highlighted the inequities in our housing markets and how it affects real people, real Kentuckians, then we know we can't go back to the status quo. And so I do think that we just need to build, but we also need to make sure that we have the funding pieces in place, you know, through vouchers or whatever other policy tools we have at our disposal. We want to make sure that people have the ability to be able to live and rebuild.
What do you need right now from you and the other groups that will be working to recover from this? What kind of resources?
Well, the first one is just cash. The governor has set up a comprehensive Team Western Kentucky Fund. I think the really hard thing here for human beings is when a disaster like this happens, we want to step in, we want to, you know, gather all the things. And right now, with entire towns that have been flattened, there just isn't storage space. And we're still very much in the assessment process. And as far as, you know, my organization, we're just trying to make sure that the resources that we do have available, that we're getting them to the people in need and just be there for both the short-term needs and the long-term.
All right. Adrienne Bush with the Homeless and Housing Coalition of Kentucky. Thank you so much for talking with us, especially under these tough circumstances.
Thank you so much for having me.